Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the email address?
No. I got a charge from y'all on my bank statement, and I want to know who made it, because I didn't make it.
Okay.
I didn't buy anything from you.
May I please have the email address?
It's whemp@aol.com.
You said whemp?
Right.
Spell it out
H-E-M-P.
For me.
whemp@aol.com.
Thank you for the information. May I please have the first and last name?
William Hemphill. H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L.
All right. Thank you for the information. I have located an account for dmv.us.org. How can I assist you today? And your account has been canceled.
I got a charge on my credit card, and I don't even know who y'all are.
Okay, this was back here in October of last year, 2020.
What is it?
For dmv.us.org, like a DMV search.
What do you mean a DMV search? I didn't do a DMV search. I didn't have one.
Okay. Okay, let me take a look and see for you. If you don't mind, let me place you on hold. I can look and see.
Okay.
Okay, it was a search for Samuel Hempfield.
On DMV?
Yes, it was, yeah.
What did y'all search? His driving record?
Yes, the driving search, correct.
It says reoccurring debit.
This all the way back in October, unless you got charged today. I had to look up the last 8 digits of the credit card number.
I'm calling the bank and get the charge taken off as a fraudulent charge. What I'm fixing to do. I'm not going to give you my credit card, my number.
Unless it, because this way back last year, unless it's a newer charge, but with the email address you provided.
It says 511. It's on my this month's statement I just got today. From 4/22/21 to 5/21/21. So it's just been charged.
Okay, if I come now charging you, that means you provide us or someone provide us with the credit card information. That's why I need the last 8 digits.
Do what now?
That's why I need the last 8 digits of the credit card number.
No, I'm just going to call a bank and turn it in as a fraudulent charge.
Or you can have the